0966-186239 or 0974-960435 or 0977-623508. Woodlands University College. Diligence, integrity, innovation.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, UPND showcases progress in healthy sector reforms. Union engages Mopani to boost local mining contracts. In international news, Africa to be hit hard as UK falling aid cuts revealed. In sports news, Love 40 coaching initiative set stage for Zambia's tennis growth. With the news in detail, my name is Betham Pandey. In local news, the United Party for National Development, UPND, says the government has achieved significant milestones in the healthy sector since taking office. UPND Media Director Max Mue highlights on the contribution of the Zambia Flying Doctor Service to the improvement of medical services across the country. Mue states that government has procured two fixed-wing aircraft and a helicopter to enhance access to remote communities, ensuring that no Zambian is left behind. Speaking during a press briefing, Simue notes that the healthy sector now conducts healthy between 8 to 10 outreach programs each month through the Zambia Flying Doctor Service. He reaffirms that government remains committed to fulfilling its 2021 general election pledges to modernize and improve healthcare delivery. Simue also disclosed that over 2,000 jobs are said to be created in the health sector before the end of this year. Vice President Mutale Nalumango has called on African Christian leaders to unite and take active role in driving the continent's economic transformation agenda. Nalumango states that Africa is richly endowed with mineral resources, which require not only strategic management, but also spiritual leadership to be fully realized. She emphasizes that Africa's future can be shaped under the guidance of Christian leaders whose calling is to save God and provide moral direction. She made the remarks while officially opening the Lead Africa Summit in Lusaka. Meanwhile, Council of Churches in Zambia General Secretary Bishop Emmanuel Chikoya says the summit is anchored on capacity building, gospel preaching, and integrating Christian values into leadership. Bishop Chikoya highlights that the clergy seeks to be impactful in its work and outcome best achieved through collaboration. The Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the Zambia Statistics Agency ZAMSTATS to support the successful execution of the Zambia Water Sanitation and Hygiene Wash Survey. Water Development Permanent Secretary Romas Kamanga says the collaboration will significantly enhance the understanding and delivery of water services across the country. Speaking during the signing ceremony, Kamanga adds that the ministry will ensure the timely release of the survey findings and will work to expedite the reporting process. Meanwhile, ZAMSAT Acting Statistician General Sheila Mudenda notes that the data gathered from the survey will help inform national development priorities and strengthen statistics related to water and sanitation. The water survey is expected to provide critical insights that will support policy formulation and improve service delivery in the water and sanitation sector. Still in local news, Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu says government has welcomed the release of the 10th edition of the Financial Intelligence Center FIC report, which highlights significant progress in Zambia's fight against financial crime. The report notes a marked reduction in public sector corruption cases compared to money laundering, fraud and tax evasion. According to the report, tax assessments reached 28.9 billion kwacha in 2024, up from 1.2 billion kwacha in 2023, covering principal tax, interest, and penalties, while the law enforcement directorate secured conviction-based and non-conviction-based forfeitures. Recovering assets worth $2.5 million and 70 million kwacha in properties, plus 1.5 million kwacha and $24 million in bank accounts. The report further highlights emerging challenges, including cyber fraud, regulatory evasions, and illicit fund transfers via prepaid branded cards, while the center detected suspected illicit financial flows worth $3.5 billion, mostly perpetuated by multinational enterprises. Commenting on the report findings, Mwimbu says President Hakainde Hichilema's unwavering commitment to stamp out corruption is bearing fruit, and that the report's results show that government is making progress in the war against financial crime. He says the recent introduction of robust cyber laws has further strengthened government's effort by enhancing its ability to detect and combat sophisticated financial crimes in the digital space. Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, has announced that the ministry will hand over 100 ambulances purchased under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to respective local authorities in the second week of August 2025. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Piri says the ministry will facilitate the official handover of over 100 ambulances to local authorities, which are currently being imported from various ports. He explains that 78 ambulances are currently in the ministry's custody, with 12 more having docked in Dar es Salaam and another 12 expected to dock in Beira within the next 5 days, while 18 ambulances will dock in Durban, South Africa on August 8, 2025. Piri says the ministry is working on registration modalities to ensure the ambulances are properly registered and insured. And on CDF utilization, Piri has disclosed that Lusaka province has continued to record the lowest utilization compared to other provinces. He has, however, indicated that local authorities have used over 1.1 billion kwacha of the 2.2 billion kwacha CDF allocated to them as of June 3, 2025. Finally, in local news, the National Union of Mine Suppliers and Contractors has initiated discussions with Mopani Copper Mine to explore ways of increasing business opportunities for local contractors and suppliers. Union President Nyambe Chikurune says the move aims to address the imbalance in the awarding of mine contracts between local businesses and foreign investors. Chikulune explained that the union intends to gain insight into what its members must do to secure more business from the mine. Taking note that Mopani Copper Mine has shown a willingness to support the local economy by empowering Zambian suppliers and contractors, this follows a recent stakeholders meeting where